فصنعت عيادة في السوق من الله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. سبحان الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obey أولو الأمر. أولو الأمر, those whom are looking after you, those that you need their guidance, those whom the responsibility, your responsibility to protect you and secure you lies on them. When you see your enemy, it's easy to fight him. When, for example, literally speaking, you live in a city, there is police. So police all the day and night are patrolling, you say patrolling, the streets, going around homes, checking to secure your safety from enemies, from evil doers. And still that, you still see problems arising in different areas where you still see kidnapping, killings, and police is still with all the what they have, and they are seeing, and you are seeing, you see the police and they see you, and still for a moment their eyes cannot look after you, you are in a problem. How many killings we are hearing around the world, out of nowhere. Yesterday there was incident in Germany. They killed 17 people, innocent, going to school, being killed. And with this you are knowing, seeing what you are, who is who. When it is difficult, when you are not seeing completely your enemy. And that is the danger. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insisted telling us, أَطِيعُوا اللَّهِ, because obeying Allah secure our safety. أَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ, obey Prophet, it secure your safety. وأولي الأمر منكم. Those who are responsible guiding you, because they know and they can see your enemy where you are not able to see. Spiritually, those are guided awliyaullah, saints, that you have accepted their guidance and you took their hands, asking them to guide you, you become under their responsibility. They are liable. So they are always looking after enemies of human being. And who is the enemy of human being? Is Iblis and his army. Satan and his army. How you can save yourself, wherever you, whatever you have of any kind of weapons, it doesn't save you, because you cannot fight Shaitan with weapons, literary weapons. It's impossible. People are carrying weapons, they think themselves they can save themselves. No. They cannot. What can save you is what Allah said. Obey me. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, wa ati'u rasul, and obey Prophet. And obey those who are responsible, guiding you. My awliya. Man aada li waliyan azantuhu bil harb. Oh Allah. Allah, in a holy hadith, he said, whoever come against one of my awliya'i, my friends, my saints, I declare war on him. So Allah declared war on Shaitan, because Shaitan is declaring war against awliyaullah, because he wants to take those who are under their authorities, under their hands. Shaitan declared war against Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's not going to declare war, we are not going to be an easy target. He was trying to go after Prophet, but he was not able. Prophet blew on Shaitan, on Iblis. When Iblis asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to the presence of Prophet and a question Prophet with questions, he asked Allah. Means he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he disobeyed. What you think about people who do not believe in Allah, atheists? Iblis said, oh Allah, give me life, I will make them all astray. وَيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. I make them all to go astray, give me life. He knew. He asked permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to meet Prophet. Why he asked permission? Means he knows that without permission he cannot go to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah gave permission. And sent Jibreel to Prophet. He said, Ya Rasulullah, his question is this, the answer is this. The question is this, the answer is this. So when Iblis came to question Prophet, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Abu Wallahi, the enemy of Allah. Your question is this, your answer is this. Your question is this, the answer is this. Shaitan was, Iblis was didn't know what to do, stand. And then Prophet blew on him, and he threw him 7 months away. Distance of 7 months at that time, on walking distance. This is how they were used to measure at that time. Until he fell in a ditch, fainting. He cannot approach Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wasalam. He entered into the idols and he was speaking to Sahaba from the idols to twist them, to get them astray.
Astray?
To deviate them. But their iman was strong. As if these idols were speaking. What do we think about ourselves today? Are we protected? Yeah. We are protected if we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we obey His Prophet alayhi afdal salatu wasalam. If we follow the Sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad, imitate His footsteps. Follow His footsteps. Follow the righted and guided Khalifa of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam and his Sahaba. And then after them, following the footsteps of Al-A'imma, the Imam of Muslims, the true Imam, sincere Imam, pious people, sincere people, Awliyaullah, not today scholars, who they are happy to carry their PhD with them. Their PhD is garbage. They need to put it in restrooms, there is the place for it. That's it for them. Not more than that. Because piety, sincerity, has to come from heaven it has to, that authorization, that respect, that dignity has to come from up. Not from, Allah knows these teachers, they have wudu or not even, when they are teaching Islam in universities. And who is teaching? And what kind of an environment in that university where they are learning? And they are happy when they finish their BA or MA from Muslim world, they come to Western world, to study in higher education in Islam, in university where it's mixed, and where people are naked, especially in summer. And they were getting their PhD, becoming a scholar. Allahu Akbar, that's a scholarship? That's kind of teaching you are after? Or you have to be like teachings as before, classical Islamic teaching, where you take your ijazah, your permission, your certification has to have a lineage through a, what you call it, chain of scholars to one of the four imams. And then from these four imams goes to one of the sahaba. That's how they have their ijazah, what you call it, ijazah, their authorization of scholars, of learning. So those who are guiding us must be sincere. So they are guide and we are student. Then we might be able, if we follow what they advise us to do, because they have already gone through that way and learned from their teachers, then we might learn and understand what is necessary for us to know. And these guided people are called mashayikh, or these mashayikh are two kind. The people are of two kinds, murad and murid. Murad means he's been chosen to advise, chosen to teach, chosen to show the way, chosen to give the seekers a flashlight through the tunnel of the tunnel that has no light, and you don't know how you are going to move in that tunnel, cross the tunnel from one end to the other end. You need a light. Either you have a candle, or you have a small flashlight, or a bigger flashlight, or a floodlight. It depends on the strength of the one that he's showing you the way. So that one who is showing you the way is called Murad. Means he is being selected, chosen. Allah picked him up from the Ummah, dressed him with that tajalli of sincerity and piety, where Allah said, رجال صدقوا ما عاهد الله عليه. Allah described them in Holy Quran, called them men. Not every man is man. Men who reach maturity, not maturity of dunya, maturity of spirituality. He become mature in the way of seekers, in the Gnostic way. He knows where he's going. رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Men, that they kept their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kept their words, they never changed. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَدَى نَحْوَى. Some of them passed away, some of them, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ. Some of them waiting. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. They never changed. Today, scholars, they change like chameleon. You know the chameleon? Changed color. Today, we're against, before 9-11, there was something else. After 9-11, Allahu Akbar, they become Sufis. Before 9-11, they were cursing everyone, attacking everyone, shouting, complaining, criticizing. After 9-11, they saw, oh, if we now shout and criticize and complain, we'll be crushed. So now how to save themselves? Oh, now they are accepting Sufism. Before, no. And they are saying now about themselves, we are Sufis. Why you didn't say it before? You were afraid from Wahhabis? Huh? Or you were running after Wahhabis for their money? This is not رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. They are not being described as Allah described in the Holy Quran. These are not the ones that have this been described. Men that they kept their covenant with Allah, they never changed. You cannot change like a chameleon. How the wind moves, you move with it? No. You have to be straightforward. If you think what your cause is correct, or what you say is correct, keep on it. When you change, you are lying, and you are a liar. Unless you have to say, I'm mistaken. I repent, Ya Rabbi, I repent. Then it's okay. You must not have an interest for dunya when you are in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your interest is Allah. Your goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your goal is Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdhalus salatu was salam. Yesterday they were against Mawlidul Nabi. They were never making they were never observing Mawlidul Nabi in this country, America. They are saying this is bid'ah. Now they changed. Now they are observing everywhere. Because haq is up, batil is down. Wahhabis are going to be under feet. Whoever believes in their school of thought, in their ways, whoever follows them, going to be down. Who is going to follow? Awliyaullah, tasawwuf, is going to be up. It's finished. Allah's punishment is coming. Punishment.